believe that? No matter how far down you are, no matter how far you fall, Jesus can lift you up and put you on your feet. He is a God that will forgive, bring back your joy, bring back your strength, and lift you up on the mountaintops again. Give God a warm hand. Yes.
Those women, the Celtic women, they're going to be here in town the 24th of this month at the Lowell Palace Theater.
Oh, great. Mm-hmm. Awesome. 24th of this month, thank you. All right. Good deal. Good deal. Heavenly angel voices. Isn't that great? Between now and Mother's Day, I'm going to concentrate on one subject. And I'm going to show you a lot of scripture to back this up. But we've been talking a lot this year on how to survive 2013. Because I keep saying week after week after week after week, we don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. And we don't. We have to lean on a God who takes care of tomorrow before it gets here. We know what it is to be blessed. We know what it is for the formula to be blessed by God. We've talked all about that. But one of the things that I see that people really seem to be struggling with, and it really affects your wits, and it comes down pretty simple to this. I don't see very many happy people anymore. Do you? Really, when you get right down to it, I've never seen so many people under the burdens of trouble in the world we live in than any other time in history. Now, we have small segments where, you know, we have a little bit of joy. Maybe our husband finally did something right for a change. Or, yeah, you know. Yeah. It don't happen very often now, but it's a little bit right there sometimes. But we live in a day and age where Satan cannot rob our salvation. He can't take it. Once you give your heart to Jesus, I believe in the security of the believer. I believe that God is more powerful than Satan. And when you make a serious decision to give your life to the Lord, it's there for eternity. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Amen. The one thing that he comes after is this one little word called joy. We're going to be looking at a lot of scripture over the next several weeks that has the word joy in it. We need somehow or another, as Christian people, to gain back our joy and to understand how can we be the witness to the world if we look so depressed, so down. If we can be that way and have Jesus in our heart, how can that be attractive to invite anybody else to have Jesus? I mean, when we really look at ourselves, I mean, we are to protect to the world that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way for joy and happiness. It doesn't mean that everything in our life is going to be perfect, but it does mean that we should have joy. Satan doesn't want that. He's going to do everything he can to rob your joy. And he does in segments of little time period. You get one phone call. It don't take but one phone call to run you over. It don't take but one person to get in your face. Just one person. One little act, one little thing, all it takes. Because we live in a world today where we have very little of this. And I'm just going to confess this to you. You guys love it when I confess to you, don't you? I know some of y'all think that I'm just all that in a bag of chips. That's my fault. I can't even eat a bag of chips anymore. That don't tell you what I think. But you know, to live with me is a challenge. Not as much as live with my kids, but I mean it's close. Last night at the last moment, Monica decided she needed something printed off the computer. And so we go down and we bring it up on the screen and we hit the print button. And all of a sudden, it takes about five pieces of paper and tries to print them all five pieces of paper at one time. And it makes all this racket and makes all this noise. And I can't stand for something not to work. You gets on my very last nerve. This was about 10:30 last night, and all of a sudden this printer wouldn't do what it was supposed to do. Now, my wife has this neat word called patience. I had a lot of patience last night, didn't I? I got done with that printer. And now I'm going to go on my boat, and it's going to be a boat anchor. I lost my cool, lost my patience, because I knew it was something that my wife needed. You understand, Taylor? My wife needed it. I needed it to work because my wife needed it. Are you with me so far? When your wife needs something, you want to provide for your wife.
Amen.
All the men are with me so far. So she looks at me with this real pitiful look, like, look at it. You paying attention to me? Because she's done hit you 5 times in a row. So she's really wanting you to pay attention to what I'm getting ready to say here. All right? I can tell you're all into this already. Patience. It's a virtue that's gone out the window. And I'm the first to tell you, I don't have a whole lot of it anymore when it comes to things. I have a lot of patience with people. I mean, look at my congregation. I got a lot of patience. Okay? But you bring me something that doesn't work. I don't care if it's a car, if it's a lawnmower, if it's a computer, if it's something that don't work, my true personality that you guys have never seen much of can come out. Now, Carl's seen it a couple times because he left his door to me. But it just isn't that person. Now, along with joy, there has to be some patience. Because when Satan comes at us, because he knows how to push what? Our button. And this is what this is going to be about. When your button is pushed, how are you going to act? How are you going to react? Because what he wants to do is rob your joy. When he robs your joy, he robs your joys. Everybody with me, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right, Brother Larry, here we go. Look at our scriptures. Psalms chapter 5, verses 11 and 12. Verse 11 says, "But let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor. Wilt thou compass him with the sheep." Pray yet with me, please. Father, may we reclaim our joy today. Satan does everything that he can to rob that from us. But Father, may we claim that today. May we stay focused on you. Everybody here, not only within the sound of my voice, but those watching on the internet, needs to understand that Satan is doing everything he can to tear down Christian people. But Father, we have a shield. We have your power when we claim it that can protect us from this almighty Satan. Father, may we claim that today. For you are the protector. You are more powerful. And may we understand that. Father, may we claim that today. For Father, we believe in your wonderful grace, mercy, and power. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we pray. And everyone said?
Amen.
All right, look at the scripture with me. But let all, everyone, you see the word all, those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Number one, you do not know what true joy is until you put your trust in Jesus. I don't care what you've got, how much money you got, how many jobs you got, what you got. Doesn't make any difference. The truest joy comes in one thing. that is knowing that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. Amen. Give him a hand of applause. Let them ever shout for joy. Ever, 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 ever shout for joy. Because salvation is an ongoing, growing, wonderful experience with those people who follow the Lord every day. It doesn't mean that your day is going to be perfect. It doesn't mean that everything in your day is going to go right. That's not what this is about. We all know that that doesn't happen in the reality of life. That doesn't happen. Things are going to come every day at us. They're going to try to rob us of our joy. It may be something simple. Maybe something very complicated, but it's going to come in some form of fashion. Satan's going to do everything he can to put something in our way to rob us of that joy. Now, what we have to understand is truly, truly, if something can rob us of that joy, we need to protect it. With me so far? All right? Listen to me closely. All right. Bill, is she okay? Yeah, she's fine. Okay. All right. Now, focus on me again here for a moment. If you've got something that's very valuable, you try to do what? Protect it, don't you? If you've got a rare coin, you got something that's worth a lot of money, you can put it in a safe. You can lock it up. You can put it in the bank. Because it's got a lot of value to it. So you try to protect it. If you've got something that's got a lot of value and you don't protect it, then what can happen to it? It can get stolen.
Or you can lose it.
Yeah, that's right. Or you can lose it. We don't want to do that. Now, what's valuable? Salvation is the most valuable thing that we have. Second to that, the next most valuable thing that we have is a witness. You are a witness every day where you go, what you say, and what's going on. How you react, how you act. It's a witness to the world. So if your joy can be robbed from you, then your witness can be robbed from you. So we need to what? Protect it. Look at it. Verse 12. For thou, Lord, will bless the righteous with favor, wilt thou compass him with the shield. Now, what this is a picture of is this. The person who can protect your joy is none other than Jesus. And in the world we live in today, his Holy Spirit. But Jesus, even if we belong to him, and we are a child of God, it's not an automatic protection. We need to be with Jesus every day. We need to talk to him every day through prayer. We need to read his Bible every day through prayer. We need to come to his church. We need to do what we need to do to have a relationship with God. If we do that, his protection is around us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Now, after saying all of that, if you take your eyes off of Jesus, if you take your eyes off of God, somehow or another you rebel against him, reject against him, he's not going to force that protection on you. And next thing you know, his protection, his shield comes down. When it comes down, now it's just you and Satan. Now listen to me closely. When it's just you and Satan, he's going to win. How's that? That's just a straight gospel truth. He will defeat you every time. There's no way that you can go up against Satan and win outside of the love and the grace of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
The first thing he's going to come after is your joy. He's going to get into your patience. He's going to get into your life. He's going to get into everything. He's going to try to make you miserable. Been there, haven't you? I've been there. Just because I'm a minister doesn't mean that all of a sudden I'm protected. That he comes after me more than anything else. He put a blasted printer in my path at 10:30 last night. How's that for happiness? Am I not happy? Of all things, maybe my card was called off the board because of a lousy printer. It's an Epson. I mean, I paid $19 for the thing. I mean, it ought to work. I mean, I could have went up to the 2295, but I figured this one here ought to last a little while. But it's amazing. It can be the littlest, silliest of things to get us so far out of whack. And then once we get to lean in one way, it don't take much. I have to watch. If I say, I got a good report on my foot. They healed it about 20% in 6 weeks. I'm a long way to go. It's a baby step. But I'm heading in the right direction. Okay? 20%, I live for 20%. Okay? Believe me, I live for that. If it takes the rest of my life to get together 80%, that's fine. I'm still on my feet. But I have to watch very closely. Because it doesn't take much, because of the way my foot is shaped, it doesn't take much to get me a little off balance. And you know that once you get a little off balance, it takes very little to get you to come on over.
Amen.
You've all fallen, you know what it's like. Take just a little step, you miss a step, you get a little tangled, you're going over. You get your momentum going, you go over. When you fall, it hurts. I mean, 20 years ago, I could bounce, baby. We don't bounce no more.
Amen.
Oh, I bounce, okay. I bounce right into intensive care. That's where I bounce. That's what he wants. That's what Satan wants. He wants us to fall. He wants us to get hurt. He wants us to take us out of the game of witnessing. He wants to take us out of church. He wants to do everything he can to mess with our lives because that's what he's all about. He didn't care about you, and it can be the least little thing. He doesn't think anything real major, because if you're already leaning a little bit, all it takes is just one little thing, and you just go on over. And let me tell you something. When you fall now, it takes a little bit to get back up. And the harder you fall, the harder it is to get back up. Wouldn't you say so, ma'am? That's right. It's exactly right. But here is the real neat thing. When you put your faith in the Lord, I don't care how far down you are, how much you're hurt. When you put your faith in Jesus and say, Lord, pick me back up. He can take, I don't care how hurt you are, I don't care how deep in sin you are, he can pick you up and put you back on your feet by the grace and the wonderful mercy of Jesus Christ. When you claim that shield and say, Lord, forgive me, give me my strength, he will do it and put you back on the mountains again. Give the Lord a hand. All right, Brother Larry, here we go. John here, Jesus is speaking, says, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Actually, we're going to take verse 12 first, and then go to verse 11. Look what it says. This is my commandment. And when you really look at this, when it says this is my commandment, it means this is not up for discussion. This is not up for a vote. This is the way it is. If you're going to be a child of God, you're going to follow him. This is what it says. That you love one another as I have loved you. Now, these things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, that your joy might be full. This joy might be full. The only way it's going to be full is when we learn love. We walk through this. I want you to understand something. Once you're saved, you have a responsibility to witness to the world. How you talk, how you act, where you go, what you do. I say that phrase all the time because people watch what you do. And when they watch what you do, they watch what you say, how you act, how you react. And if they see Jesus in you, they'll question you. What's different about you? You don't have to go around with a big, huge Bible or a 10-pound cross. Because if that's what it takes for them to see Jesus in you, then you've missed the whole point. They need to see Jesus in you on how you live. Now, saying all of that, the best way that we can witness to people is to show people how much we care about them, how much we love them. When we do that, this joy might be full. It's sort of like an automobile. Now, we all know if you don't put gas in it, it's pretty well useless. I don't care how expensive an automobile is. Okay? I don't care. It can be a Ford worth $2. Or a Chevrolet worth $100,000. Or in between. If you don't have gas, you don't go. And even if it's a hybrid, you heard about that today. Well, a hybrid has to have a battery. You disconnect it from the battery, it's useless. Okay? Because it's all about power. How does a vehicle have power? You put gasoline in it. And believe me, there are a few people around the world who understand that and control these gas prices. Don't get me started. So no matter how you are in life, whether you're an important person or not, whether you're rich, whether you're poor, whether you're black, whether you're white, whether you're male, whether you're female, if you don't have Jesus, you don't have any power. No. Period. And to understand what this is about, when you look at joy, when you look at how we are to live, Satan comes to us because he doesn't want us to love each other, and he didn't want this fool. Because when you get to running on empty, you have a gauge on a vehicle, lawnmower, whatever, don't you? I mean, when I was younger, I didn't pay attention to that gauge until I walked a couple miles, and I got to pay attention to the gauge. That gauge is there for a reason, people. Because when it's low, you got to go where the gas is. You know where that is. I mean, you have an idea where you go to get gas at. Folks, when our gauge in life gets low, you need to go where you need to go. And that where you need to go is where you should know where to go. And that is to God's house. Amen. Does that make sense? Yes. And that's the problem. We got people who don't want to come to the filling station. This is the spiritual filling station. And people want to just keep running on empty, running on empty, running on empty, till they run out of gas. And when they do, they become useless. I've been there, you've been there. And the only way that we truly understand what it is to be on God's side is when we go back to where we can be full again. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. If you want to run on full, you understand what love is. You understand how much Jesus loves you, and we are to love others. It's pretty hard to love somebody when you're angry all the time. I mean, I couldn't love that printer last night because I was angry with that printer. Now, I've had a nice night to rest and sleep. I went downstairs today and I hugged him. Something I had to do. It doesn't mean I need to be on medication. I had to go down and apologize to the printer. Okay? There comes a point in time when we have to realize we can't do it without Jesus. The sooner you learn that, the sooner your family learns this, the sooner the world learns this, the better off we're going to be. If we really, truly want to know what joy is in life, the only place you're going to find it is in the grace, the amazing grace of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a hand. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. I don't care how depressed you are. I don't care how mad you are, how angry you are, how scared you are. It doesn't make any difference. If you truly put your life, heart, and soul into Jesus Christ, He will pull you up, stand you up, put you back on the mountain. I believe with God, nothing is impossible. Read it with me. For with God, nothing shall be impossible. Give the Lord a hand of applause. Stand with me, please. With every head bowed and every eye. Father, in the precious and holy name of Jesus. Father, there's not a person within the sound of my voice that doesn't need their joy to be full today. Father, may that happen. May we find a way to find that joy again. May we reach out to you. Maybe there's some sin in our life we need to get rid of. Maybe we need to come to this altar and just say, Lord, forgive me. Give me strength. I want my joy back. I want my peace back. I want my patience back. I want my life back. Father, I want to live for you. Because until you do, Satan will not leave you alone. And will not leave your family alone. If you're here today, and you do not know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you'll never know what true joy is until you come and say, Jesus, I want you in my life. In a moment, we're going to give you that opportunity. I don't care whether you're young or whether you're old. If you've never accepted Jesus Christ and made him holy, you need to come. The clock is running. Time's running out. The day of the Lord is at hand. He's coming. He's coming. He's coming. Are you ready? Father, bless these moments and this time. May we truly understand. May we truly understand your grace today. Father, may you be with us. Return back our joy. In Jesus' most precious and holy name, we praise. Every head is bowed and every eye is open.